to the third Jackback. This is our regular shot in which we talk about what's going on in the awesome Shot of Jack community and where we read out your emails. If you want to get in touch with us, you just need to go to shotofjack.org/discuss. All right. Do you want to kick off, Mr. Language, with the very first one?
I do. First email we have is from Savant Elite, who says, the org feed has the wrong title on my Santa fuse. It reads, released as a single instead of Shot of Jack podcast. Now, Mr. Bacon, that's you.
It is. The reason why it says released as a single is because that's basically what I did for every single show in Lug Radio. It's just a continuation of tradition. It doesn't say anything else. I mean, I'm happy to change it, but then we'll have 1,000 people mail us in and say, you changed it and it's bugging up how it's organized in my collection or something. So unless it's a real problem, I'm tempted to leave it as released as a single. What do you think?
Me personally, I'm not worried because I listen to them all on the website anyway. So,
that's a good point. In many ways, listen to it on the website because then it's easier to join the conversation. So,
yeah, exactly.
All right.
So next email, Dan Lynch from Linux Outlaws emailed us because we were nice about them, despite the fact they were very mean about us. And he points out that Linux Outlaws have been banned in China since about their 10th episode, which is really quite cool. I'm quite impressed with that, actually.
I'm impressed, you know. We propose that it's banned elsewhere as well.
No, I mean, you know, he actually makes quite a few points in his email, so I wanted to go through them. The next thing he goes on to talk about is developing on mobiles. He says, you were lamenting the need for Objective-C and Java in building apps for iPhone and Android. He says, I can run any Python GTK or Qt code on my Nokia N900. I've run my own apps, originally written for the GNOME desktop, without any modification. It's basically Debian on a phone, completely unlocked too.
Yes, I think that's an important point. However, it is important to note that the only people who are using the Nokia N900 are developers who write code for GNOME. I don't know fucking anybody who owns a Nokia N900. I don't deny it's a good device, but let's be honest, a lot more people are running iPhones and a lot more people are running Android-based phones.
This is exactly my thought. I mean, yeah, if the thing makes a breakthrough into real people rather than just everyone who works for Calabra, then that would be good. But I'm yet to see. I don't want a phone that I need to write software for in order to get software. I want to go and look at this huge, big expanse of a market or an app store and think, you know, I'd like my phone to do this. There's already an app for it, rather than I'd like my phone to do this. It's easier for me to write one.
Yeah, absolutely. Dan also says in his email that on the shit casting point you have mentioned, I have to admit that I have too listened to Shot of Jack while having a shit. I think it's actually a genius move. What a captive audience. I think it should be stressed that this was not our purpose of producing Shot of Jack.
This is not
how when you go on a plane you've got like one of those little screens in the back of the seat in front of you. We don't intend this to, you know, for a similar kind of screen to be or a set of headphones for the throne. So, but thanks for letting us know anyway, Dan.
Yeah, and then finally he goes on to say, hope to see you both in Liverpool for OGCamp later in the year. It's going to be epic. Now, for those of you who don't know, last year's Lug Radio Live, for those of you who haven't heard of Lug Radio Live, it was a two-day conference in the UK, and one year it was in the US as well. And last year, Lug Radio Live, the last one, was only one day, and so the Linux Outlaws team and the Ubuntu UK podcast team got together and did a second one-day conference in the same weekend called OGCamp. It's kind of a cross between an open-source conference and a bar camp, and it was really, really cool. We were there.
It was very good. It was great.
And they're doing it again this year, OGCamp 10, rather cleverly, because A, it's 2010, and B, 10 is 2 in binary. And it'll be fine next year as well for OGCamp 11, although I should be interested to see what happens in 2012. But I think OGCamp's going to be really good this year. I'd really like to be in Liverpool for it. I don't know if they've announced dates yet, but if you're in the UK or you can get to the UK, go to OGCamp. It's going to be great.
They have announced dates for it. Let me just dig them up. I know it's in early May. I think it's the first weekend in May, if I remember right, because it's the weekend immediately after when we release Lucid. And also, I'm hoping to be there because I should be in England as well. That's right. It's on the 1st and the 2nd of May in Liverpool. So if you can get along, go and check it out. It was really good last year.
Yeah,
we had a great time, and we've kind of said to the Og Camp folks, because you know they're all friends of ours. We said, you know, we hope that this kind of takes over from, in many ways, from what we were trying to do with Lug Radio Live as well. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, go to it. Definitely.
So thanks, Dan. Thanks for all of your emails. On to the next point, of course. I think we should talk about the scratch pad. This is something that the little bit of backstory here is that there's a guy in the Shot of Jack community called Alistair Monroe, Black Crow is his nick, and he's been having a bunch of ideas about how to raise awareness of Shot of Jack, which we'll talk about in a bit. But we realise that while you can have a conversation in Shot of Jack, and the whole point is that we start the conversation and you talk in the shot comments, there wasn't really a place where the community could work together on ideas, such as his Alistair's publicity bingo idea. So we were talking about setting up something to do that. Now, Ack and I had a long discussion about this, and Ack made the point, reasonably, that we don't want to set up just another fucking wiki.
yes.
Everyone does that, and we're sick of that.
Of you who've been listening to us talk on the internet for a while will be aware that we are somewhat contemptuous about people to whom the solution to every problem is put up a wiki.
Yes.
Big no-no.
So the idea was that what we really want to do is have a place that's integrated into the site where you can collaborate on ideas. Now, a wiki is ideal for that. But also where you can talk about it. So the idea that we had was where you have a wiki page or a scratch patch page, as it's called, and when you create a page, it actually generates a hashtag, and then if you use that hashtag in Twitter and Identica, all those messages will be aggregated on the side of the Scratchpad page. So as an example, if you go to shotofjack.org/scratchpad/publicity-bingo, you'll see the page that Alistair set up, which is a bunch of ideas for stupid stunts that we can do to raise the profile of Shot of Jack, things that are fun for the community to do. And then that generated a hashtag, and when you use that hashtag, it appears down the side of the page. And good work to Mr. Langridge for setting all of that up. And it's been pretty cool, but we haven't really done that much, we haven't really announced it that much in the Shot of Jack community, so I wanted to mention it on the show. So
yeah, absolutely. You can, if you just go to shotofjack.org, it says along the top you've got the list of things you can get at, and one of them is Scratchpad. So if you've got something that you'd really like the Shot of Jack community to get talking about, to collaborate around, to rally around, then go there and set up a Scratchpad page. And then you can tell people about it. They can discuss it on Twitter. They can point people at it on Twitter and Identica. And you can generate things, get the conversation started around that, and then let us know what you're up to.
Yeah. And the other cool thing about it is that you don't need to sign up to another user account to log in to do it. There's just a capture on there. So, but it's a great way for the community to work together on stuff. And a great first step of this is, like I say, is Alistair's publicity bingo page. And go and add your ideas there.
Yep. Big shout out to Drew Fitzsimmons and Ola Lindberg because they sent us money. Hooray.
Yes.
Good work. Once again, you're not obliged to send us money to listen to the show, but we always like the people who do. Good effort.
Yeah, you're not obliged, but you are thoroughly, thoroughly encouraged. Scott Lavender emails and says, quote, I would appreciate a show on the mechanics of how the show is put together, since presumably Ack is still in England and Jono is in the US. You mentioned Skype in the last podcast. I will be extremely interested in hearing about other details. I'd assume that you were both using Jack, since I'm biased towards Ubuntu Studio, helping the devs and all, to actually record, but I never considered how you're actually connecting. So we'll quickly zip through this. I'm expecting the usual deluge of email of people complaining for the fact that it's not recorded on a free software platform. So, you know, fire up your engines, people. So this is basically how it's recorded. Ack and I are indeed in separate countries. Ack is based in the West Midlands in England, and I'm based in the Bay Area in California. We get together to record a show, and we talk to each other using Skype. The reason why we use Skype is that it just works. The quality for us to hear each other is pretty good. And, you know, it's generally fairly available. Now, in England, Ack has got a Sennheiser microphone with a pop shield that plugs into this Shure XLR to USB converter. What's the model name of that, Ack?
Oh, God, I don't know. It's Shure.
That's the company.
It is the name of the company. It is a Shure X2U.
So that's pretty cool. So that basically takes an XLR signal from a normal, from a high quality microphone and converts it to USB, and then it becomes a little sound card. And then Ack has got this little hack on his machine, which can basically record the stream in Pulse Audio to
it's
a file.
It's not a hack. It's a completely supported thing that Pulse Audio does. In Ubuntu Comic, if you right click on the sound thing in the top menu bar, and then say sound preferences, you'll find a tab called input. And in there, it lists your devices for sound input. So you pick Shure digital analog stereo, which is what this thing shows up as. It shows up as a new device to record at. And then I just start up two applications. I start up Skype and I start up GNOME Sound Recorder. And then when I hit record on GNOME Sound Recorder, it records directly from the mic into GNOME Sound Recorder. I'm not recording the Skype stream.
Yes.
I'm recording directly from the mic to GNOME Sound Recorder, and I then, and we then talk, and I then save that as a file, and then I drop the file into Ubuntu One.
And when he drops it into Ubuntu One, it just appears on my machine most of the time. And
thank you.
And
then
and on my side, I can then get his file and load it into Cubase. Now, the way I record is, as some of you will know, I'm really into music, and I've got a little home recording studio in my house. So what I'm recording is I'm using a Tascam FW1082 FireWire control service, which then goes into a HP box, which is like a quad-core Athlon machine, and that's running Cubase. And then basically I record locally. Again, I'm not recording the Skype stream. I'm recording just my voice locally in Cubase. And what we do is Ack and I, when we start recording, I'll count to eight, and then he'll count to eight when he starts recording. And then that gives me an opportunity where I can line up the two WAV files and edit them together. So that's basically how we record. Other than that, I separate me out to the left channel a little bit, Ack out to the right channel a little bit. I apply some EQ and some compression, put the music at the beginning, which I recorded in Cubase myself, do some fades, and we have a show. And then once we've got the show, at that point, I add the ID3 data, convert it to an OGG, we upload it to the site, and off we go. So that's basically it.
and there you have it. That's the production process for Shot of Jack. Hooray. The next thing we want to talk about is the Shot of Jack Facebook fan page. Now, Jono set a frankly rather ambitious goal that we should get 1,000 fans on that page in a week, and I was amazed to see that we did it. Well done, people listening to this.
Indeed, thank you, everyone.
If you are a fan of Shot of Jack on Facebook, then you should give yourself a big round of applause, because we got 1,000 fans in a week. Nice. We now, at the point at which we're recording this, have 1,112. If you're not a fan of Shot of Jack on Facebook, then go to the page. If you go to bit.ly/jackfan, J-A-Q-F-A-N, that will take you directly to the page, or it's linked from the front page of Shot of Jack. And go there and say, I am a fan. If you're not currently on Facebook, go and sign up for Facebook. No one's impressed with the fact that you're too cool to be on it. Go to Facebook, sign up, and then just to become a fan of Shot of Jack. That's fine. You don't have to do anything else. You don't have to have any other friends on it. Just be a fan of Shot of Jack on there. And then when you're there, click on the Suggest a Friends link as well.
Yes, indeed. Click on the Suggest a Friends link and suggest it to, and this is the important bit, all of your friends, right? This is the whole point, is that if 1,112 fans on there, and every one of those people suggests it to all of their friends, then we could get a lot more fans. And, you know, it's just a great way of raising the visibility of the show on Facebook. Ryan Quinn sent us an email. Ryan Quinn says, since the drive of the site is to get people to respond, I think it would be awesome to provide a way to add and read comments from the main list of shots. I never open the shot before click and play. Some JavaScript sexiness to slide down to the comments would make it easier to add things. What do you think?
That's actually a really interesting thing. You can't leave comments if you're on the front page. So if you just go to shotofjack.org, you can listen to the shot, but you can't leave comments. You've got to click through to the page specially for that shot. Now, I'm not going to say I'm going to do this, and I'm not going to say I'm not going to do this, because I'm still kicking around exactly how it would work and how we want the site to tie together on that. So there's going to be some discussion on that in the Shot of Jack orbiting global headquarters. But thank you for bringing it up, Ryan. It's a really interesting point, and basically we hadn't considered it. So cheers.
Mm. Alistair Campbell writes in.
Yes.
Do you want to do Alistair's? I do.
Alistair Campbell writes, I'm curious whether you see a problem with having so many modes of conversation. You have blog comments, email, IRC, Twitter, and Twitter's hunchback stepbrother, Identica. But does this lead to a disjointed conversation? I can see the attraction of using whatever you have available, but who'd be able to follow all of this? There's a technical issue, and you could possibly mangle all this stuff together. However, they have different levels of synchronicity, of timing, so it's really a social problem. You've got half people in a pub, a third in a club, and a few pen pals, and none of them can hear the others. Is each timeline or conversation working, or are some better than others? Now, obviously, this is about managing the Shot of Jack community, and we have an expert in that on board, and Jono's got a theory about this.
So the way I kind of mentally divide this up in my head is that the main place in which conversation should occur around a shot, so for example, we did the shot on Google in China, the main place, if you want to contribute to that conversation, is in the comments on that shot. So where you heard the shot, you talk about it right there. If you're interested in meeting up with other people in the Shot of Jack community, generally a real-time medium is better. You know, you want to just chat to people, and that's where you just want to shoot the shit, you know, talk about the weather or what's going on in the world and just get to know each other. And this is one of the most important things about our community is that people get to know each other and hang out. And a place where you can do that is in the chat channel. The chat channel has been really good. We're starting to see a real growing community of people hanging out there. And we've seen some regulars, people like Ricey, Black Crow, Pendulum, Mez, No, Gordon JCP, Corey 206, Dan Fish, Cyanide, Trinax, X1101, Yarmite, Yagabog, Zali, all these different people are kind of getting together and hanging out. But if you want to spread the word about Shot of Jack and you want to share your thoughts with other people who aren't necessarily in the community, then Twitter and Identica is a great way to do that. So that's kind of how I divide it up. We actually have the shotofjack.org/discuss page, which I created a few days back, and I might modify that page and just add this clarification on there, and that might help us have any, you know, stop having redundancy across these different mediums.
Yeah, since we're talking about things on shotofjack.org, we mentioned the scratch pad earlier. One other cool thing that's showed up is the shot ideas page, which is a place for you to suggest ideas that you'd like to hear us talk about in a future Shot of Jack. Now, obviously, you can directly send us email, and lots of people have been doing that. Thank you. We read all of your emails, and a reasonable amount of them, when people write in and say this would be a good idea, we say, oh, that would actually be a good idea, wouldn't it? And it gets added to our big secret list of stuff we might talk about in the future. But if you want to put an idea up and start a discussion around it, or you want to see what other people think of it and so on, then there is a page on the scratch pad called Shot Ideas. So go to shotofjack.org/scratchpad and you can see that. Something else we've potentially got coming up is a slightly more well-organized suggestions box where people will be able to put suggestions in and vote them up and vote them down and so on. But I'm still kicking around ideas about exactly how that will work.
It's great to see the array of ideas that people have shared on the Shot Ideas page as well. So thank you everyone who's contributed there. Spike Malovich emails in and says, quote, I know you're both very busy with community coming out of your arses and all, but do you think you might be able to get your little Shot of Jack, hash Shot of Jack thing to work so that all seven of us on Identica can be part of the community too? It's kind of darkly funny that I'd have to drop a perfectly functional open source Identica and move to Twitter just so that I could join you large gents. I guess this kind of gets to a larger issue, but you know, whatever. So that's working now, right?
And yes, Spike's quite right there, and it does now work. If you go to shotofjack.org or any of the pages, it says down the side, conversations about Shot of Jack itself, and anyone who posts with a hashtag, #ShotOfJack, will have their comment appear in that list. Originally, it only worked for Twitter, because that's all the WordPress thing that we did, that we bagged, that Twitter's all it supported. But I've now rewritten it so it works with both Twitter and Identica. So you can now post #ShotOfJackTag on Identica and it will also appear on the website.
Mm.
We're terribly sorry. We didn't mean to slight all seven of you on Twitter's hunchback stepbrother. It's just that I've got a list of stuff to do for the Shot of Jack website as long as your arm, and I get to it all as fast as I can.
Indeed. And good work there, Mr. L. And then the final thing, just to talk about, so we've talked about the scratch pad throughout this Jack back. We have another page on there, which I literally only just created, but I'm keen to get some input on. So one of the things we're going to be trying to build out more and more in the community is spreading the word about a given shot further afield. So, you know, for example, the Google and China episode that I mentioned, a shot that were mentioned. It would be great to let people at Google know about that. People who are passionate about the Chinese political situation to come in and weigh in, you know, just to bring some increasing level of diversity to the discussion. Now, we can't do that all ourselves. I mean, we only have a certain amount of hours in the day, but the community as a whole, we can crowdsource that and we can have people help out in spreading the word about each shot. So I've created a page on the scratch pad. If you go to shotofjack.org and click on the scratch pad link, you'll see that on one of the pages there is shot advocacy. So if you have some ideas about how people can spread the word about a given shot, for example, with Twitter and Identica and putting posters up in libraries or whatever it might be, online and offline, go and share your ideas there. And this could be like a nice little best practice guide about how the community can work together to spread the word.
Okay, so that's another Jack back. If you want to send us an email or get in touch with us, whatever, then you can go to shotjack.org/discuss and we'll talk to you on the next Jack back.
Goodbye, people.